This is Jay Sekulow. We're giving you an update on the pro-life issue at the UN and more on the IRS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
My friends, the days of acceptable Christianity are over. The days of comfortable Catholicism are past. It's no longer easy to be a faithful Christian, a good Catholic, an authentic witness to the truths of the gospel. It's not easy anymore. There are costs to discipleship, costs that are burdensome and painful to bear.
We found that blanket criminalization of abortion can lead to trauma in certain cases, and we have called on states not to enact blanket criminal prohibitions.
Powerful forces and currents in our society press us to be ashamed of the gospel, ashamed of the good, ashamed of our faith's teaching on the sanctity of human life in all stages and conditions.
The committee has found that laws that criminalize termination of pregnancy in all circumstances can violate the convention. I dare
you to mind. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The IRS and newly revealed emails that show agents in Washington had a significant role in the targeting of conservative groups. That contradicts claims by Lois Lerner, the former IRS official, saying the problems stem from rogue agents at the office in Cincinnati. Adding to all this, many of those targeted groups are still waiting for approval for tax-exempt status. Becky Garrison, founder and president of the Wetumpka, Alabama Tea Party, that was a group that was targeted by the IRS.
I'm glad these emails are coming out. It's exactly what I thought would happen. What we're seeing in these emails, it shows that Lois Lerner did lie to the American public, saying it was rogue agents. We know that Washington was heavily involved in this targeting, and coordination was taking place from Washington.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Taking your phone calls, we'll be talking, of course, about an update at the work at the United Nations fighting back against the accusation that being pro-life means that you are also pro-torture. Great piece up at aclj.org right now at the docket blog, but it's right on the homepage, about just that, explaining the issue. What is the pro-life movement doing? What is the pro-abortion movement? What is their strategy here? Why are they doing this? And what have we done at the European Center for Law and Justice, our European affiliate, even before we started talking about this on radio, going back to March, then in April, again, taking urgent actions and also oral interventions at the United Nations. But the idea here is that you've got, again, the idea of making being pro-life immoral and pro-abortion moral. It's a rewrite of kind of how you typically, even pro-abortion members of Congress usually say they want less abortions. No one usually says, oh, we trumpet the idea of abortion or we think this is a great idea. They say they want less abortions. Now, you could say, well, that's just kind of their talking point. That's kind of their strategy. But they realize it sounds ridiculous to say, let's have more abortions. That's what we want as a country or as a world. And the idea that that would be tantamount to torture has been turned around now on the pro-abortion movement happening right now at the United Nations with a request for the Convention Against Torture Committee to look at whether or not some of the born-alive incidents, the late-term abortions going on in Europe, are actually actionable themselves under the Convention Against Torture. And as the Catholic Church has said, and they're under assault here because the Holy See can ratify these conventions and has ratified these conventions, they have said, listen, I mean, we are about protecting all life. Where do you stand on that, folks? We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're also talking IRS again today. I was on Fox News yesterday talking about the new emails that have been released. We'll go through those when we get back from the break. But I want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. You can talk to us about the IRS scandal. You can talk to us again about this issue, saying that being pro-life is also pro-torture. You heard me correctly. Being pro-life is pro-torture. Folks, we want you to stand with us. Over 65,000 people have joined our petition to stand up for life at the UN and protect our laws here in the United States. Call now, 877-989-2255, and join that petition. That's 877-989-2255. You can also visit aclj.org. That's aclj.org, and join this petition online.
History. The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. I'm supposed to be on some Fox News broadcast this weekend dealing with this IRS disclosure on this email, which is it's making a lot of news. But the fact of the matter is we knew this because we had the documents. So we knew that Carter Hull was engaged in this activity. We knew the others were. So for us, Jordan, this isn't a surprise, but it's now public. And it's also the emails that have been released here are much more thorough than the ones had been previously. So you don't have as much redaction. And then you realize the scope and nature of what we've got here.
That's absolutely right. This is from an IRS attorney to Cindy Thomas, who was an IRS official in Ohio and Cincinnati, and another IRS official in Los Angeles, responding to a message from Holly Paz. Stephen Grodnitsky and Holly Paz both are in our lawsuit, as well as Carter Hull, CC'd on the email. And he writes to this group that EOT, that's Exempt Organizations Technical, is working the Tea Party applications in coordination with Cincy. Now, understand what that means. EOT is working the Tea Party applications in coordination with Cincy means Washington, D.C. IRS headquarters is working the Tea Party application in coordination with the office that was blamed for all the targeting. We are developing a few applications here in D.C. So, they stated, you can't make any questions about this anymore. We're doing this here in D.C. and providing copies of our development letters with the agent to use examples in the development of their cases. Chip Hull, Carter Hull, named in our lawsuit, is working these cases in EOT. Now, that's different than the testimony he provided. He said, Dad, that he really just drafted the questionnaire. He was doing his job, a bureaucrat, a lawyer at the IRS for a number of years. He just kind of drafted these questionnaires, and then the officials took them, the other staff members of the IRS took them from there, that he wasn't involved. This email counteracts that and says he is working these cases and working with the agent in Cincy, so any communication should include him as well. But this one, this final line, I think is the most telling of the new emails. Because the Tea Party applications are the subject of a SCR, we cannot resolve any of the cases without coordinating with Rob. And now we don't get a last name on Rob. He's not CC'd on the email. But, Dad, what everyone believes is, as Judicial Watch as well, is that Rob was the former head of EOT in Washington, D.C. So nothing could get done without Washington's approval. That's very clear in this email.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. This is a bit of a smoking gun. As I said, we knew what was out there. It's real. And the fact of the matter is, it just shows you how important our litigation is against the IRS, and that is moving forward. We're taking your phone calls on a variety of issues, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, my goal was to get to 70,000 signatures on the UN matter involving pro-life positions being deemed to be part of the Convention Against Torture. We are at 68,359 online. If you haven't signed it yet, today's the last day to do it on radio, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Help me get to 70,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 on the UN matter. Let me run something to Than, then we'll take some calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Than, let's talk about what do you expect. Now we know that our litigation is front and center on the IRS matter. What do you expect? Additional congressional action, or do you think now it falls to the litigation?
Well, I think the litigation is going to be the key piece here, Jay. But honestly, I think this new batch of emails, I think it makes it particularly embarrassing for the Department of Justice.
Sure,
because
does.
You've just got this growing mountain of evidence. In fact, I would go so far as to say this, and I think Jordan alluded to this. It is now a fact based on evidence that this scandal was run out of Washington, and the biggest lie in this whole scandal, that it was based in Cincinnati, is now just completely debunked. And the fact that DOJ continues to not pursue criminal charges, you know, Jay, Jordan and I were talking about this before the broadcast. In my own mind, I only can see one justification for not pursuing a criminal matter on the part of the Department of Justice, and that is that there are others that are even higher up than Lois Lerner that do not want to be exposed. That's the only conclusion I can draw.
No, I think that's absolutely correct. I don't doubt that at all. All right, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to the phones.
Bruce calling in from Texas online, too. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning.
Hi, Bruce.
Do you have an update on Pastor Saeed?
Okay, Jordan, why don't you give the latest that we have?
Sure. Bruce, just to let you know, we posted updates to ACLJ.org. We keep people updated there if we don't get to it on radio. A lot of work is going on right now behind the scenes that we can't get into and disclose publicly or over the air in the broadcast. But what we can let you know is that Saeed is going into his third month of actually being in a hospital under prison guard. He is under prison guard, so it's not as if he is just in a private hospital in Iran and just waiting to get treatment. So he's not released. He is under prison guard, able to have a little bit more access to his family that's in Iran. And, of course, Nagmeh, his wife and his children here, can't visit him because they can't go back to Iran. That would put them in a very dangerous situation. But we have to continue to pray, one, that he stays in that hospital, so he's been out of the actual prison for over 2 months, and that ultimately that leads to his release with the work that we're doing. But, again, your prayers are having an impact. Your voice in raising the issue is having an impact. And because of everything you've done, he finds himself in a much better situation. Still not the same to being home, but much better than being in an Iranian prison.
And the fact of the matter is, what Jordan is also saying, you heard that in what Jordan said, is there's a lot of things going on right now that we cannot really get into in any great detail today. So I'm not, just be praying for Pastor Saeed. He was at an event yesterday in Louisville. We're asked, there were hundreds in attendance, and asked them to be praying specifically for Pastor Saeed. All right, back to the phones we go. Again, this is the last day on this convention of torture being equated with pro-life speech by the UN. We're fighting back on that. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand with us in this fight. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And we're close to 70,000, which was my initial goal for the week, and we're within about 1,300. You can help us get there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go back to the phones. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's open Friday here. We're taking your calls on a variety of topics. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Back to the phones.
Let's go to David in Kentucky on line 3. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you
sure, David,
for standing up for Christian principles. Thank you for what you do, the witness that you have. My question is this, and as a born-again Christian, you know, I understand the importance of life, obviously. I understand how God values life. I mean, being a pro-life person is a no-brainer to me because as a Christian, that's what we do, and that's who we are. The question I have for you, gentlemen, is what is the mindset, what is the agenda of the pro-choice movement, and why are they so dead set on pushing their agenda, and anybody that doesn't agree with them?
Yep.
was just the absolute enemy, because they're so critical of our stance on being pro-life and trying to follow scripture.
Sure, Jordan, why don't you go ahead and jump in on that? But let me just say one thing. I've said this before. This is their, you got to understand this, David. This is part of, this is their religion. I mean, this is like the religion they worship at the altar of abortion. So they make that is their reason for existence. And that's why you see this kind of ongoing, aggressive approach to all in all multiple venues, including the United Nations. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, what we've seen is that the abortion industry internationally has taken a hit. I always use the word industry because it's a moneymaker for these abortion businesses. I mean, they are businesses. They make money by carrying out these procedures. But we also have seen around the world the forced abortions issue has become much more public. And even those who may not take a stringent pro-life position who are opposed to that, and it becomes very competing interest. Tough to support these hardcore pro-abortion groups while at the same time you have women who have no choice at all, who are being forced to have abortions in major countries around the world. So what we've now seen is this new goal, and this actually comes right from our blog at ACLJ.org about this latest issue at the UN, that the ultimate goal of the abortion strategy internationally is to win on the field of values, making pro-life immoral and pro-abortion moral, and to silence pro-life advocacy, because that's part of this as well. Just supporting pro-life legislation, they want to be tantamount to torture and a violation of the Convention Against Torture. Of course, we believe that's a complete inversion of values, and in reality, now this is being used, and we're working on this with the European Center for Law and Justice at the UN, that abortion is torture, and it actually causes maternal mortality. And if you look at the statistics of what happens here, countries that restrict abortion have lower maternal mortality rates than those who facilitate it. We're also looking at the United Nations. I encourage people to check out this blog because it tells them kind of what we've been doing, is turning the tables around on the pro-abortion movement at the UN and having the Convention Against Torture look at whether or not this late-term abortions are tantamount to torture.
All right, we've got a lot more ahead. Folks, we're approaching 70,000, which is where I wanted to be on this whole matter at the UN and the pro-life position. We could use your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The easiest way to sign on, ACLJ.org, 1,300 signatures away from 70,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook. We're approaching 1,400,000 likes between mine, Jordan's, and the ACLJ. And follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. A lot more ahead, including your calls at 800-684-3110.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. culture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. 1-800-684-3110. Again, this is the last day for you to sign on to our petition that's going to the UN on this issue of equating pro-life speech with torture. We wanted to get to 70,000. We're really close, about 1,300 away. If you could go to aclj.org and sign that right now, you'd really help us out. We're at 68,359, actually 68,410. A lot of folks signed up during the break there. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I am a little less than 1,200 away from making the goal, so help us get there. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take Alan on line one.
Sure. Alan called in from Nebraska with an opposing view. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Okay. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I'm not pro-life, and I'm not pro-abortion. I'm kind of stuck in the middle. You know, I know a couple of different gals that have had children that shouldn't have had children. They ended up in prison. They ended up on the streets at a real young age. In New York City, for instance, in Brooklyn, 10 years ago, I was going down the street, and I seen a young man eating out of a garbage can. This child was 5 years old.
Well, I think you want the penalty to be for that child to have been terminated in an abortion? That should be the penalty for being hungry?
I think that maybe ought to look at it a little more open-minded.
No, I'm not. You know what? It's hard. Open-minded. I mean, it's either it, the unborn child is a person or not. If it's a person, and I believe it is, you don't let them get killed. Now, the fact that people are hungry and starving, that's really bad, and that's a horrible thing. And as I think the church and religious institutions and people have an obligation to help those that are less fortunate. But we should not penalize the child by having that child's life terminated by something that might happen 5 years later. That's just not the way. I don't believe you view mankind that way. But we are glad you called in, but we certainly do not share your view, Alan. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Tony in California on line three. Tony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Jay. My question is, I've never heard anybody argue this, and it's been on my mind for years. If what the woman is carrying is not a life, then why would you want to abort it?
Yeah, well, because it is a life, and it's a life that's going to impact the person's life that's in being. In other words, the mother or the father, whatever it might be. I think it's a really weak argument for the pro-abortion crowd to be arguing that the unborn child is not a life. I mean, the science shows that that's absurd. The sonograms show that that's absurd. The imagery, radiological imagery, shows that that's absurd. And just common sense shows that that's absurd. So their argument is the life of the child is not entitled to protection. But what's worse here... And Than and Jordan, and Than, you've been dealt with the UN a lot, so has Jordan. But Than, let me run this to you first. People are saying, well, is this really going to go anywhere at the UN? I'm looking at a 20-page document from the Center for Reproductive Rights, and things sneak in at the UN. And this isn't a sneak in. This is a frontal attack.
Absolutely. And I would just first say, I've got three children. I have to tell you, having children is not easy. So I understand that side of it. But at the United Nations, when a ridiculous argument like this gets put forward, if you're not there to fight it, it definitely takes root. It definitely has legs. And let's be clear to the last caller here. We're not actually talking about participants in abortion here. We're talking about people that just advocate for a sincerely held belief. And in this case, it's a belief that's rooted out of the doctrine of the Catholic Church. We're talking about advocating for a pro-life position constituting torture. Jay, we are preparing as we speak. Jordan talked about the blog about what we've already done. In just 10 days, we have to prepare to make that oral intervention. So we've got the plans laid. If you don't fight back, these things take root.
Jordan, you've done those oral interventions. Explain to people what that is.
Sure. Well, I mean, what basically happens in the oral intervention is that you are able to address the entire UN Human Rights Council, which basically during these sessions, and Gregor has done this already on the issue of whether or not the late-term abortions, so our European director, the late-term abortions are actually tantamount to torture, but you're able to address, and all the ambassadors are there, all the people from around the world are there, all the different countries hear you, and so you're talking to top individuals. Because you have NGO status, you're able to address the audience. It's translated in all the different languages for everyone in real time, and it puts forward, and then of course, whether you're reminding people about an issue or pointing out an issue for the first time, or addressing something that needs to be taken up by a specific subcommittee. That is why it's important to do these oral interventions to make your voice be heard.
And that's exactly why we're doing this, folks. So we don't just talk about it here. We're actually engaged in it. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go to Donna in Ohio on line 4. Donna, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you very much. I just want to say that I do pray for you guys, and it's an honor to be a part of helping America stay strong. And my question is, what's the latest on the John Kerry issue where he said the where he talked about Israel in a unprofessional way? And then I really have lost kind of what was going on with that.
Jordan, do we have an update in Than on that? I mean, he made the statement. He did pull it back. I mean, he realized, I think, he got caught, again, with an open mic. Do we have that statement? Let's play it for everybody if they can remember. This was the famous John Kerry line.
The unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state with second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a Jewish state.
So, you know, an apartheid state. Now, Jordan, he's rolled that back.
Yeah, he has rolled that back. He apologized for that and said, of course, in an apology that wasn't so firm, but basically saying, no one can question me. I'm a strong supporter of Israel, and pointed to his Senate career. Of course, what most people were concerned about is that this was more of a window into the Obama administration's thinking. He is echoing the terminology used by the president's top staff, and John Kerry would be one of those top advisors, cabinet, that the idea of using a loaded term like apartheid is not done on accident. It's not just a wrong choice of words, as John Kerry is known for having, that is not a term that is very deliberately used. And so, again, there was a lot of pushback there. And so far, we have not seen the full ramifications. Secretary Kerry is still refusing to comply with a subpoena to appear before a House committee on Benghazi.
Yeah, so there's more on the – I think there's a lot more ahead with Trey Gowdy's committee getting up and going. What's the latest on that, Dan?
They are currently pulling all of the information from the other committees that have done investigations on this, Jay. That is being compiled now while Congress has gone.
They're also staffing up. Yep, staffing
That's
up.
Exactly right. There was a key hire yesterday. I think it's someone I know, someone who's going to be very good, very dogged. They're going to find answers on this, Jay. Again, just a reminder to people, not all of this will be in public view as the deliberations happen. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to get answers on this. And you know what? John Kerry may not want to comply. He's going to have to eventually.
All right, folks, we're here for another half hour. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, just go over to ACLJ.org. But we're certainly on SiriusXM. You get the full hour, and we're going to be taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, we're at 68,466 signatures. I want to be at 70,000 by the end of our radio broadcast day today. If you'd go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255, that's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, you can add your name to this list. It's really important. We're getting very close to 70,000. We certainly want to be able to announce Monday that we have hit that mark of 70,000 signatures standing for life at the United Nations. As Jordan Than just said, we'll be making a oral presentation to the entire UN Human Rights Council within the next 10 days. So a lot of work ahead there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook as well. Also follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSecio. I'm going to be on Fox News this weekend, so will Jordan. We'll be discussing a lot of the issues, especially the IRS matter, so we want encourage you there. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more.
This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls on this Friday. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to Leonard calling in from Georgia Online 6. Leonard, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Leonard.
Yes, I like your program, and I've been concerned about the abortion. And I was thinking if the Bible says Jesus come that we may have a life and have it more abundantly, and I don't think if you could take a life, you can't give one, so why would you take one?
Well, that's right. And you know what? The Declaration of Independence says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So, I mean, if you look at the scriptures, you look at the Declaration of Independence, and you look at the science. I mean, the science is pro-life because it shows that this is a life we're talking about. But, you know, when you're dealing at the UN, you're dealing with the Center for Reproductive Rights, you're dealing with very aggressive organizations that abortion is their sole reason for existing, Leonard, and that's why we're fighting back so aggressively. Our phone lines are jammed. We're going to go right to them and try to get to as many as you can during this segment.
Yeah, let's go to Brian in Colorado online, too. Brian, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Brian.
For the opportunity to talk to you guys, like with the other call, I want to echo, I do pray for you guys daily, and I believe God's going to give you guys favor at the United Nations. I do believe that all of us who claim to be Christians, we need to do better than Washington is, because really when it gets down to it, they don't control everything. It really is by the people, for the people.
Well, that's the idea, and part of that, Jordan and Than, is that we got to fight back, and those tribunals sometimes are in the halls of the legislatures here in the United States. It's in the Supreme Court of the United States, and sometimes it's at the UN.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, you've got to take the battle wherever the battle takes you, and you join the fight where you need to join the fight. This wasn't being done, you know, decades ago. This was the abortion movement had no real opposition at the international level, even in the United States. But now they are having to face the realities of what they are doing, what they are promoting, and the policies and how that their policies have actually led to abuse and the abuse of women. And I'm talking about those countries where they have forced abortions and one-child policies, or the woman actually doesn't make a choice about whether or not to have an abortion. It's forced on her by a family.
And Than, when you look at the tribunal issue of going to the tribunal, there's no doubt that at the UN, it's a hostile environment. You've been walking those halls for a couple of years now.
Very hostile, and I think this is important to point out. I mean, people think about the advocacy that we do in Washington, D.C., Jay, and it's very effective. But when we take that same approach up to the UN, it's not something that they've seen a lot of, and that's part of why it's so effective. They're not used to people coming in with both legal arguments and thousands of Americans backing them up. So while we go in the face of a lot of opposition, we also go with the support of all of our members, and quite frankly, that's what really sets us apart up there, and it's what gives us victories.
And that's why we're so thankful to our members that stand with us. All right, back to the phones we go. 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, we'll go to Jimmy in Maine on line 3. Jimmy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Jimmy.
How you doing? I just want to say somewhere on the internet there's a soundbite of Mother Teresa begging President Clinton to take these aborted babies, send them to her. This is back in the 90s.
Oh, I remember this. I'm going to ask our audio guys to see if they can find it. It's an older piece. I think it was in 1997 or 1998. We're going to look for it, and when we come back from the break, we may be able to play it. But you're right. It was at the National Day of Prayer breakfast, I believe, I'm thinking it was 96 or 97. It could have been earlier, and it was Mother Teresa made an impassioned plea right there with the president standing 3 feet away, and which is something else, and when you think about it. And we're going to try to find that audio and play it when we come back. All right, a lot more ahead, including your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls. And this is the last day on radio to sign on to that petition. Standing Up for Life at the UN. We'll be making an intervention in about 10 days. Oral presentations and legal briefs as well. Our European Center for Law and Justice will be doing that. If you want to be part of the 70,000, we're almost there, folks. You can help us out at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And that's the number to call. And by the way, when you're at the ACLJ website, support the work of the ACLJ. It's easy to make a tax-deductible donation online at aclj.org. We'll take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 when we come back.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls on Friday. Hey, folks, we're really close to the 70,000 number we want for the UN petition, Standing Up for Life. We're going to be, this is the last day we're doing it on radio, so go to aclj.org. or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to be part of that team. We're at 68,514. Add phone calls to it. We're probably 500 away from where we need to be. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 so that pro-life speech is not considered torture at the United Nations. We're going to go back to our phones, and we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Joni in Indiana on line two. Joni, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. I just have a comment about the ridiculousness of the whole not life issue. You know, the shuttle went, or a space probe went up to Mars to look for life, and they were looking for just a few molecules to prove that there was life. And yet these same people say there a baby knit together by the Lord is not life. That's ridiculous.
But you got to understand, I'm with you 100%. And the science is with us, and the Constitution's with us, and the scriptures are clear. But this is their religion, the pro-abortion grind. I mean, if you read this piece that the Center for Reproductive Rights has put together for the UN, they're saying if you engage in promoting pro-life legislation, you are committing an act of torture. And the UN, Jordan and Than, are going to take that up.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that is how you fight back. That is how you, again, respond. You don't just say, oh, what you're doing is wrong and this is why it's wrong. We do that, of course. But then you say, and by the way, when you are accusing people of supporting torture or engaging in torture and violating the Convention Against Torture, how about we look at what the procedures that you endorse are doing, like late-term abortion? That's the specific focus of the scrutiny now. And I do push people to our website, aclj.org, because we have a new blog up in the docket blog, but it's right on the homepage too, that kind of shows you what we've done just in the last few months at the UN on that issue.
And Jay, I would just add to Jordan's point, I mean, to Joni's point here about informed consent laws, the reason that the Center for Reproductive Rights opposes things like free ultrasounds for women is because it shows signs of life. And when a mother looks at that ultrasound, Jay, they choose life almost every time.
Yep, and that's why the pro-abortion groups fight so aggressively against the ultrasound issues. That's why we're defending crisis pregnancy centers all the way to the Supreme Court in the United States, where we've got a case on the way there right now. So, again, a lot of issues here. Back to the phones we go. We have the bite from Mother Teresa. This was the phone call that came in earlier about Mother Teresa with President Clinton and Hillary Clinton right there. Take a listen to this.
But I feel that the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion. Because Jesus said, if you receive a little child, you receive me. So every abortion is the denial of receiving Jesus. Is the neglect of receiving Jesus. And also I offer you, see, our sisters are here, anybody who doesn't want the child, please give it to me. I want the child.
Those are strong statements from Mother Teresa with the President of the United States standing right there, one of the most pro-abortion presidents we had, although I think President Obama has taken it to whole new levels. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, let's go to Raj. Actually, Jack in New Jersey on line four. Jack, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jack.
I'm a little nervous. How are you doing?
We're good. You're doing fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just wondering why, instead of going after them who are trying to push the laws, go after the individual peoples to preach Jesus Christ to them.
Well, there's, look, I mean, churches are alive with the proclamation of the gospel of life and the gospel of hope. But, you know, I think it's exactly what look, the Apostle Paul, when he was arrested, did he just walk, you know, let him take him to the back of a Roman prison and say, oh, it is what it is, I'll just preach Jesus? He preached the gospel, but he also demanded his rights as a citizen of Rome. When they tried to sneak him out the back of the jail, he said, no, you don't get to do that. I'm a citizen of Rome, therefore I have rights. So we're applying the same standards, same biblical standards that the Apostle Paul was, if it was good enough for the Apostle Paul, certainly good enough for the positions we're advocating here. And you also have the scriptures that are very clear. Remember, John and Peter were getting thrown in jail for preaching the gospel. And the great verse that says, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with boldness. So they're not mutually exclusive, Jack. Preaching the gospel of life, the gospel of the resurrection of Jesus, and the ability to protect the innocent. And that's what we're talking about at the end of the day at the UN. You cannot allow pro-life speech to be equated with torture. And that's, you just can't, it's not just preaching the gospel. We've got to give them a legal argument on why that position is absurd. And that's what we're doing. Back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Rib in Texas on line six. Rib, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan, for taking my call. And Jay, my question is there a way that maybe we can fight fire with fire this way, like with Congress and the UN, where we can go in and say, well, okay, if you're going to have the abortion, then you also have to explain the alternative to each and every patient. That way they'll be making the decision based on
informed consent is what it's called under the law. And that's part, look, that's happening all, a lot of states have that now. At the UN, though, let's walk through the UN process here, because it's the, Jordan and Than, it's the UN Human Rights Council. It's a whole different, it's not an evidentiary hearing as you would see before Congress where you could have doctors testify. I mean, people could arrange that, but that's not generally the way it's done.
Yeah, we're going to have two main opportunities to engage here, Jay. The first one is going to be in about 10 days when we can actually submit a legal analysis. We can fight back against this memo that was put out by the Center for Reproductive Rights. Here's the thing. The Convention on Torture has definitions. There is a definition of torture. And what the Center for Reproductive Rights is saying does not meet that definition. So to Jordan's point all of this week that he's been making, half of the battle here is showing up and making the counter-argument. We will do that. And part of the new thing here is oftentimes when they make these crazy claims at the UN, there is no one to counter them. In this case, we are going to be there to counter them. The second thing that we're going to be able to do inside that committee is to make an oral intervention, to actually take the floor and verbally give our arguments. So, to the caller's point, half of the battle is showing up and making sure that competing voice is in the room, because I assure you, Jay, from having been there, a lot of times that opposing voice isn't there.
You know, we call it the ministry of presence, and that is sometimes you just got to be there. And when you've got to be there, it's, you're there to fight back, and that's exactly what we're doing. So the process is important. And, again, I want to reiterate what this oral intervention is going to mean. Jordan, you've done several of these. This is basically your oral argument, except the panel you're before is the entire United Nations Human Rights Council.
That's right. It's a short period of time to get your point across. It's being translated. So every word is important because you only have a limited amount of time to specifically address not just the 47 member states, 47 council members of the UN Human Rights Council, but all of the UN members. They all show up. The UN Human Rights Council is very influential. So it's not just the 47 who are on the council at the time. You're addressing basically a representative from every single nation at the UN. And so you choose every word very carefully. And it does lead to action. You know, sometimes people think, well, nothing gets done at the UN. But let me tell you something. If the abortion industry has to start answering for late-term abortion procedures, even having to testify on it, even having to speak publicly about it, because we know they hate to do that, that's a win. I mean, just forcing them to have to answer those questions. And it's not outside the realm of possibility that that could occur.
And that's why you got to make the actual presentation. And you want to, as Thant said earlier, we want to stop this early on in the process. That's really the reality here. So I think the situation is we will present an argument. We've got 68,544 signatures. I'm guessing with phone calls about 69,500. So we're going to get really close to 70,000. We want to get to 70,000. You could help us get there. It's important you do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. It's really important that at the end of the month, as we get to the latter halves of the month, we're getting there, but especially the end of this month, this is the one-year anniversary of the IRS cases. And we have prepared, you'll hear this in later in May, a series of specials that are just dynamite. I mean, it goes through the entire history of these IRS cases, what we've learned. It puts it all together, and you'll be fascinated by it. And we'll be doing a short matching challenge campaign at that time to build support for our war chest and fighting back against the IRS. You can imagine it's quite a battle. We've got a lot more of the broadcast ahead. Stay tuned for it. ACLJ.org to sign on to that petition to protect pro-life speech at the UN. ACLJ.org. You can also call in your signature at 1-877-989-2255. This is the last day to do it, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I want to encourage you to share information that we have on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We want to get this information out. You know, we're on our way to about 1,400,000 likes on Facebook. Our goal is 2 million, and we believe we're going to get there before the end of the year with your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to talk to us on air, and if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org or 800-684-3110.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. We continue to talk about this unbelievable situation, folks, at the United Nations. I say it's unbelievable, and yet, at the same time, really, there's not a whole lot that's unbelievable when it's coming out of the U.N. This is the body that constantly, when you listen to the floor of the United Nations, you hear things like multiple nations and organizations refusing to use the name of Israel when talking about Israel. They instead use the Zionist regime and any other number of issues, folks, where the debate on the floor of the United Nations just often is not rooted in reality, and that's the case that we're talking about today, where somehow the pro-life position of the Catholic Church, which has, of course, has existed for hundreds of years, somehow now violates the convention on torture. Folks, it is not rooted in reality, and yet that is what we are dealing with at the United Nations today. If you want to stand with the Catholic Church and their pro-life position and communicate clearly to the United Nations that that does not constitute a violation of the Convention on Torture, I need you to call now 877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. But folks, in light of this, I wanted to play for you a segment of our pro-life documentary outlining our work on pro-life cases over the decades. This is called Choosing Life, and here is just a sample of that documentary.
It's the abortion distortion factor. It's as if the rules change when it's abortion. So if you're pro-life, if you hold a sign or engage in a prayer vigil, you could get arrested. But if you're pro-choice, you could parade in New York City naked in broad daylight, shouting obscenities, blocking access to churches, and nobody's not only going to prosecute you, they'll kind of protect you. That's the irony.
They can burn a flag. They can take their tops off in New York, but we can't show the gruesome reality of abortion. What is it? Only politically correct speech gets to happen?
The governor, who would then end up being the president of the United States, was going to have to appear in court if they intended to prosecute this.
And what this court has to concentrate is what the issue is in this particular proceeding, and that is the showing of the unborn child to Governor Clinton. And now that those proceedings are criminal, Governor Clinton is going to have to attend these proceedings. He is a material witness, and he's being subpoenaed, and he will have to be here.
The cases ended up pretty much going away, is the fact of the matter, because they knew ultimately the president would have to. He was a witness, and I'm entitled to get a material witness. And that's part of the strategy that we utilize. We utilize the law.
Would to God we had 100 lawyers like Jay Sekulow. Would to God we had 10,000 activists, rescuers, like those who are named in this lawsuit.
Ultimately, they tried to get them on a charge of carrying an unborn child.
But nobody wanted to call this child human remains. So that was switched somewhere to disorderly conduct.
We utilized the criminal procedure to protect our client. And the other side, the pro-choice group, was not used to Christian lawyers doing that. And we did that, and we did it aggressively.
Randall Terry and his terrorists have never, ever broken through our lines. We have held every day. And I would like to say thank you to New York City, because we're the place that really, we finally did them in. Not that Buffalo held the lines too, but we held our lines, and it was here that he met his demise, as you can see.
And we got off with a $75 fine.
So then when they saw the National Organization for Women and Planned Parenthood saw that, in fact, they weren't going to succeed in the state courts, they moved it into the federal arena and decided to file civil rights action on behalf of these women and their own organizations against the leadership of Operation Rescue. We end up before the chief judge of the court, the federal court in Kansas, Patrick J. Kelly. And Judge Kelly became very aggressive.
An angry Judge Patrick Kelly said his orders to prevent demonstrators from closing down three anti-abortion clinics there would be obeyed. And federal marshals saw to it that they were.
They'll be arrested on the spot. They'll be brought to my court, those leaders. And by the evening, they'll be right up to Sedgwick County Jail, and if they have thoughts of being home by Christmas, they can forget it.
We hadn't even had the hearing on the contempt order of whether the injunction was violated, and he instructs me and others and tells them, tell your clients to bring their toothbrush. And he actually said this on national television as well.
Say farewell to their family and bring their toothbrush, and I mean it, because they're going to jail.
A judge can use his raw power to try to stifle the movement, but God has raised up a move of his spirit here that no man can stand against. None. None.
You know, we're called to do Nightline, and they tell me that the other guest is going to be Lawrence Tribe from Harvard University, and he's in an air-conditioned studio. I'm asked to go to the abortion clinic. About 10,000 protesters are there, pro-lifers. It's 104 degrees.
And I'm asked to do it in front of the abortion clinic.
Joining us now from Wichita is the attorney for Operation Rescue, Jay Sekulow. And from our Boston affiliate, WCVB, Harvard University law professor, Lawrence Tribe, an expert on constitutional law. Mr. Sekulow, I want to ask you a question. When you say that you're the attorney, but that you don't tell your clients what to do, behind you are a great many people. I can just see a few of them who are obviously have followed you tonight and know that you are speaking. So that it is more, is it not, you have more than just the role of the attorney looking at the laws. You are advising those people behind you.
Barbara, I am here at this site because your office asked me to come here. I am the attorney. I would have been happy to do this in the studio. You all wanted the dramatic effect. You got it. There are thousands of people and millions across America that disagree, that say abortion's murder. And the fact of the matter is, what this case is all about are people speaking out. And in America, we have the right to speak out. Now, Judge Kelly disagrees with me. I respect that. But Judge Kelly knows that when he asked me to talk with my client, what I told him was I would inform the court of the order, the consequences of violation, as I am obligated to do as an officer of the court. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to go the next step, and Judge Kelly understood that, I believe. I am representing my client zealously. Maybe what's unusual here, and in this issue, is there's some zealous representation, which maybe has been long overdue.
They don't tell me that there's a third guest.
Joining us now from our affiliate, KAKE in Wichita, is U.S. District Judge Patrick Kelly.
The third guest ends up being the federal court judge who's hearing the case, Judge Kelly.
And my order will bring this to a close. And if these people take up tomorrow, and this lawyer will not tell them that they must follow my order, then tomorrow we'll see. But as I promised to them this week, if they take up again tomorrow, if they continue as what they did before, as opposed to today it was peace, they'll all be in jail. And I promise them that I will no longer listen. I try to work with them, try to reason with them, and I cannot reason with this lawyer. I begged him to turn to them and tell them, please, that you have an obligation to obey the law, and he will not.
That was inappropriate on the judge's part and caused, quite frankly, a significant change in litigation posture as well, because now we had Judge Kelly on Nightline debating the points with me on air, which was just absolutely inappropriate.
Are you going to take to the streets tomorrow? Are you going to be in front of those clinics?
I am the attorney representing these people. I'm not the client.
I wish you could get a commitment from him of that. I'd like to know myself.
Okay, could you answer us tomorrow, just that question? Are you going to be in front of the abortion clinics tomorrow, sir?
Our clients are going to do what they think's right. I am not in a position to say what the clients are going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what we're legally doing. We've already appealed this on an emergency basis to the 10th Circuit. We do not get satisfactory relief there, Barbara. We are going to the United States Supreme Court. That's the bottom line.
What happens tomorrow or next week?
Well, tomorrow, if all holds, there'll be peace in this city.
Mm-hmm.
If these people elect to go back out and do what they were doing as mm-hmm. recent as Saturday, by tomorrow night, they'll all be in jail. It's that simple.
Obviously, this is a most important case. We're happy to be able to present some of your views tonight, and certainly the whole nation will continue to follow it.
Again, folks, that was from our pro-life documentary called Choosing Life. If you want to watch the entire thing, it will give you a great outlook on our work on these pro-life cases over the decades and how it has shaped the legal landscape on the issue that we see today. But folks, as we go to a break, the life issue that we're dealing with today is the idea that the United Nations might view a pro-life position as a violation on the Convention of Torture. If you disagree with that, if you want to stand up for the Catholic Church's right to hold that sacred position, call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org.
This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.